Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast?
Well,
I didn't know where to start, and I figured I would use other platforms, but these other platforms were in so many ways not usable in a sense of accessible. I'm always thinking accessibility because I have to use screen readers, but Anchor is where you should go to use it and create your own podcast. Hey guys, it's Casper from Massachusetts. I am here with my friends Momo Bites and Sam R. I hope you guys got caught up in that last episode, While I'll Beef Hooked. That was a super silly one where you got in trouble for cursing. And if you were one of those people who said, "I don't curse," that's going to make you cuss. Because you're going to sound like you're saying, "Well, I'll be fucked." No viewer discretion advised or listener discretion advised. You just heard some filthy cuss words. So, I have my friends here. I guess you guys can tell everybody about our weekend fun stuff, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Deja, Sam, what are y'all?
Welcome, everyone.
Don't wait. Yeah, yep. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody.
Hope it's... Oh, my bad.
It's fine. Say what you gotta say.
Hope you all are having a good Sunday. It's almost 6 o'clock. For those of you who are listening, Pacific, West Coast, it's like earlier in the day for you. But if you're down here in East with us, it's almost 6.
Girl, that's so good. You know your geographics and all that stuff.
Geographics and all that shit.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock. It's almost 6.
Right.
And that's it.
Somewhere in Chicago, they're like 2 or 3 hours behind. Wisconsin is about 2 or 3 hours. California is 6 hours behind. Or something like that.
West Coast is 3 hours behind us.
Uh-huh.
The Pacific Coast is an hour. And we are at our regular time.
Good. I like the regular time because I had to adjust to...
Other people's time? That's mm-hmm. so weird.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do that for my mom, and I was calling her one day. She was like, "You know, it's like 1 in the morning." And I was like, "Oh, it is." What's she doing up?
But those pudding cakes we have, they're actually quite cold, so I'm letting them defrost. I found a gummy worm in mine, which is cool. Pudding dirt cake. So I guess the subject discussion we have, or discussions we have, would be something we found kind of weird and wacky online about... I know we shouldn't believe everything we come into, but whatever we find online is now, like, or whatever we're hearing about in social media is a bunch of fucking dumbasses talking about... Okay, so, like, something offensive I discovered was... how they're saying they wanted to pass pedophilia as a sexual orientation. And so they lumped them with the LGBT community. I was like, guys, get the fuck out of here. That is absolutely fucked up.
Yeah, no, that is fucked up. There is no reason to be grouping that with something.
Mm-mm.
Pedophiles and the LGBT community is two entirely different aspects.
Because I would like to know, since when did a gay person
become cause a rapist?
Like, when did a gay person cause anybody any harm? You know? But the pedophiles, they fuck up people's lives. And then, you know what? My comment about this is that the same way that the gays and lesbians and all the people under the rainbow community got bashed and even murdered, that's probably what I think should happen to the pedophiles.
No pedophile's gonna come out and be like, "I'm a pedophile!" Yeah! No one is coming out and
people
saying that.
People will beat you.
You will have your eyebrows beat off.
They will go to jail and they will be happy.
They're gonna be a pedophile in the safety of their own home.
Exactly. Of their filthy fucking flea bag house.
And that's it.
Right.
And those who make the mistake of saying something,
and those who are bold enough to do the act... in public or in general, those who are bold enough to do the act are just at that risk.
A high risk of getting fucked up.
Yeah, high risk of death. Mm. Then being registered.
Yes. Totally fucked up.
Just like Sam, when she went to go look and she found out that her mom's co-worker, what was he, sex magic?
I don't even know if we want to even go. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But
you know, that's some... in cases of those are kind of interesting because you can be a sex offender just from a lot of things.
Yeah, if you're remember that
wrong age group.
Or younger girls trying to act grown, trying to get
pretty much.
I mean, sometimes
so many risks to it because I know a dude who he is like he's 22 now, but he was dating a girl who was 16, and she's at that legal age for the state of Massachusetts and for the state of Boston.
16?
Yes, that is our legal age to have sex. Yes,
it is.
Whoa,
always been our legal age. Yes, people just act
for
like,
how many fucking years?
For a real long time. I'm not gonna say for forever because they have changed the rule, but we've been at 16 for a really long time.
Yeah, we really have, because we did this for our sex class that we took. We actually read every state that of which age was legal for what.
And we range from the age group of 14 all the way to 18.
Oh my goodness.
I only think there was like, what, two states who was at like 14, 15, yeah. And most states are at that 15.
Oh,
I mean,
my
16.
God.
16. And
some then
are
some states 18. Are just like 17, 18. And I'm just like,
no, pull that shit up to 18. Or maybe even 20.
I mean, they're going to do it.
And they're
going to
do it regardless. But
you can't stop them, but it's
really
good to educate them.
Exactly.
I don't know, but
they're going to have it. They're going to do it regardless.
Because you tell them no, and most teenagers are going to disobey because they're going to say, well, my parents don't know anything. So
but my question is, what exactly can a fucking 15 or 16-year-old do for a grown-ass man? You can't even get caught by the freaking... the liquor,
so,
the alcohol cabinet.
With our state, that it says at the age of 16, we are old enough to be able to choose who we wish to have as a sexual partner.
Yeah.
But the attachment that comes with that is that our sexual partners can be no younger than, no older than 3 years.
Yep.
So if you are 16, 19, and no younger than, I hate counting back.
No younger than
14.
15.
Oh my goodness. Oh my god. 16? These little 16, 15
no,
year olds.
15. Okay, 15.
Can't
yeah.
even. Oh my goodness.
No, 16. No, it's 13. Okay, my math is so fucked up. Right now.
Counting backwards, bruh.
Whoa.
But those are our rules and our laws. But because the girlfriend's mom, she was okay with the dating at first. And then she decided that when he hit 19 and her daughter was 16, she threatened him with court saying that if you do not dump my child, I will take you to court.
And you will be labeled as a pedophile.
Yeah, for real.
Well, I see that she has her point. He's fucking 19. You know,
yeah, but he was 16, he was 18 at the time and they met in school. And truthfully...
you see it. You hear about it all the time.
You hear about it all the time. And I don't really see her point. Because if she's old enough to decide who she wants to date and she ain't have no problem with that, what made you think they weren't going to have sex?
Yeah,
like, let's be for real. Who are you dating
who
you don't have
sex with? 10, 12, having sex and having kids.
Having babies.
Oh, my God.
Bruh, those people are crazy.
Yeah, like, those are the ones
those
you got to really,
yeah,
really...
for real. You got to watch out with them. Like, those parents all need to be slapped across the head. Like, you got a 12-year-old daughter. She done popped out a child.
She couldn't. Alrighty. Could she even do laundry by her fucking self?
She can't even take care of herself. Now you about to take care of a grandchild.
Another child of a child.
Yep.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, what can these kids do independently, first of all?
At 16,
like,
I can do
can't get shit in your name. Wow. But moving along, that was, I guess, I'm glad I got that off my chest. And we all got to like make our little comments here and there and shit. And you know what? It's always fun doing podcasts with you guys because it's always lively. I feel like I have more fun doing podcasts with Sam R and Momo Bites. shit, you know, and I just turned 29 a couple of weeks ago.
I'll be 22 in how many days?
Let's count. 9 days.
Yeah. Sam is, oh yes, and happy birthday to Momo Bites 9 days in advance.
A happy late birthday to
Casper. I mean, that's fine too, Cassie, Casper. Some people do know my real name on here. But it's cool. Yeah, and Sam, you're a few months away, so...
October, I'm a fall baby.
Yay. We'll be doing, hopefully we'll be here doing a podcast with Sam around the time of her birthday. And we're all chilling here with our cartoon character t-shirts on. Woo-hoo. Sam has Scooby-Doo.
It's all about that Space Jam.
And no,
it's not. Yes, it is.
Momo Bites. Momo Bites. Momo Bites has Space Jam. That was my shit back in the day. And I have Tom and Jerry. I love watching the cat and the mouse get their asses whipped.
Tom and Jerry is like the funniest show ever.
Timeless. It's totally timeless. Good shit. I love that cartoon. Every time, it just makes my day.
Isn't it annoying when they bring back a cartoon that you know you enjoy and you see that they've like almost reanimated it and you just cannot deal with how it looks?
Yeah,
it drives me crazy. Like the Powerpuff Girls. How did you bring back the Powerpuff Girl, and how is there now a black Powerpuff Girl?
Where did she come from?
Like, sometimes things just need to be left the way they fucking
are. Or, like, when they do, like, they do the new Scooby-Doo, mm-hmm. they animated that shit. Like, what? No, bring it back to where the way it used to be.
It's so interesting is that... It's not that they, like, re-animated it. They just took an older style and they tried to bring it back.
Yeah, but in new light.
In a new light. And you can't really do that. Because nowadays, like, animations, there's not that much movement because it costs too much money to have too much movement. Scooby-Doo was a lot of action, a lot of movement. There was constant running, constant doing this, constant searching.
Yes.
They're not doing a lot of that.
They're all just, like... I don't know,
they
shaggy.
Might as well be stick figures standing still.
Not doing much of anything. But cartoons, those are the best. Tom and Jerry. I remember Rugrats. Remember?
Oh my god.
Did anybody have
them trying to bring Rugrats back.
Yeah, no, they are.
They try that with all grown-ups. You can't.
Yeah, for real, you can't.
You really can't.
Like, you could try, but, like...
It's not gonna be cool. And what do the younger kids nowadays... They don't know nothing about no authentic-ass 90s cartoons.
They sure don't. They don't even want to watch half those half the time.
They're all in their phones doing that.
They're coming back with... Well, this is probably, like, really old school, but for those of you who are, like, older... Mm-hmm. You all remember the She-Ra series? They're bringing that back on Netflix as she's animated.
Ugh.
And I'm like, this is not gonna end well.
It's all about the Thundercats.
Yo, Thundercats.
I don't think I've ever
What about,
What?
Oh my goodness. They tried to do so much crazy shit with these cartoons. Like, all these kids, now all they know is a bunch of whipping Nene and some fucking Zoom challenge.
Yeah, for real.
Zoom challenge. That shit's fucking ridiculous.
I can do the whip. My Nene is very... I'm lazy. I'm so lazy with all these dances. My friend's like, you have to put more into it. Like, too much work.
I'll do it in my imagination.
Lazy Nene, a lazy whip.
I mean, whipping and Nene-ing in my imagination.
That's it.
No. Absolutely Nene to the nearest seat.
Bruh, twerking? My butt don't move. I'm sorry.
Twerk right to the chair.
My booty don't move. As much as I can flex my butt, it don't go up and down. I don't even know how they do it. Like, I was looking, I was like, what the hell is this?
How they make one ass cheek go from left to, like, one butt cheek up and the other one go down, like,
hydraulics. Like the clapping thing?
Yeah.
Man, I can't clap it either.
I don't know, I guess you gotta, like, loosen your ass cheeks and just let your thighs and butt cheeks fly and slap each other together.
Oh, it's funny. I tried that one time.
Flap, flap. Oh, did you fart?
Not into them.
What the fuck happened?
I freaking fell in the bathtub. It was not okay. But I'm not, it kind of works because you're wet.
Okay, well, like, your butt cheeks can loosen up a lot more and just kind of flap together more, I guess. I don't know.
Nope, just flex your butt. Like, if you're gonna flex your pecs or your boobs, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. That's as far as I'm getting. That's yeah. It. Keep your booty in shape, keep your boobs in shape, keep your chest in shape. That's all we gotta work. 1-2, 1-2.
Oh my goodness. We're like 15 minutes in for this piece, I guess. Yeah. Whew. Well, I think I'm going to go and enjoy my dirt cake pudding pie with Oreos. Guys, any last comments?
Sleep well.
Right. Sleep well. You know what I'm saying? Bye, y'all. 's it is me, Casper, from Massachusetts, alone this time. My good friends are up in Springfield, and I am back down in Boston. We had a great time today celebrating my birthday late and celebrating Momo Bite's birthday a few days early. Well, technically a week early. Yeah, we are always hanging out, chitter-chattering, and doing all kinds of fun stuff. It's a lot of fun. I appreciate my friends. I appreciate being around my buddies. My good friend, one from the School for the Blind, and a mutual friend of ours. And yes, podcasts with those two women are always fun, because they are. And we just get to be really relaxed and just talk about all types of crazy shit. And because it's Casper's podcast channel and we can talk about whatever the fuck we want. So I don't even know what title to call it. I think I'm just going to name it whatever episode number it is. That's just what the hell it's going to be. Yes, sometimes people's albums are untitled albums, so I get to get away with that. Yeah, that's my excuse. That's definitely my excuse. So, I'm going to include some voicemails from fellow Anchor listeners. And, oh, pardon me, I was extremely rude. I didn't get to say thanks to all of my podcast listeners on Anchor, Google Podcast. Oh my gosh, I lost track of all of the distributions I am now available on. The one that I'm really, really excited about for sure is Spotify. I didn't even know Spotify had podcast channels. Silly me, right? Because I rarely use Spotify. At some point, Spotify was not accessible with voiceover and screen readers, which is something that the blind and low vision use. And we are reliant on screen readers. So whatever does not work very well with screen readers, we don't want no parts of it at all. Get out of here. We don't want none of that shit. So, thanks to you guys for listening to the podcast with myself and Momo Bites and Sam R. Go check them out. They have some really cool stuff. these girls, I guess whenever I do podcasts with my friends, they're more lively, much more interesting. Gotta find more people to do podcasts with that we can talk a whole lot of crazy shit with. And still just be extremely comfortable with it. By the way, if you didn't get a chance to check out the last podcast, please check that out because it's really stupid and silly. And don't say that in front of your boss or your mother or somebody that's highly religious. Actually, you know what? Yes, say it. Say it. Go ahead, get yelled at.
Hey, thank you so much for your message. I love your podcast. I definitely favorite your podcast. Please feel free to check out mine and hit the favorite button if you like what you hear. Thanks again. I love what you're doing on Anchor.
And hello to new listeners on this Anchor podcast. Thank you for the message submissions. It's really, really cool and highly appreciated. This brutally honest yet hilarious podcast has brought in some new listeners and curious people that have been really interested in doing podcasts. So I share my stuff on Facebook and Twitter, and I have a Facebook page, an actual Facebook fan page. It is Casper, C-A-S-P-H-E-R. It'll be, well, the visual landmark or visual cue for people who could see this would be a picture of an African-American woman with bluish-green dreadlocks turned into a Bantu knot mohawk with circular hipster sunglasses, with a black jacket and a long white cane, with a background of white or yellow and a billboard that says Wicked Queer in blue and purple type of color or magenta. That is my Facebook fan page, Casper, C-A-S-P-H-E-R. You don't have to like the page, just browse and see how much highly inappropriately and hilarious stuff lives on that page. Then there's that serious side of legislation, that extremely serious side that almost intimidates anybody to come anywhere near me. Definitely give that a share after you've had your fair share of laughters and hearty laughters of some incredibly silly stuff that I put on the Casper page. Bye.